So we're just going to watch a video now, and it's the story. We've been doing a series this term all about Jesus and what Jesus does. And the theme actually of today is honouring women. And Jesus honoured women when he lived. We see that in all the way that we read the stories of Jesus' life. So we're going to watch this video clip, which is based on a passage where he had two very, very special friends, Mary and Martha, and their brother Lazarus. They were sisters. And it's the story, just a clip from that bit of the story. We'll just watch this video clip all together.
Six days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus lived, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. Here a dinner was given in Jesus' honor. Martha served, while Lazarus was among those reclining at the table with him. Then Mary took about half a liter of pure nard, an expensive perfume. She poured it on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, who was later to betray him, objected. Why wasn't this perfume sold and the money given to the poor? It was worth a year's wages. He did not say this because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. As keeper of the money bag, he used to help himself to what was put into it. Leave her alone, Jesus replied. It was intended that she should save this perfume for the day of my burial. You will always have the poor among you, but you will not always have me. Meanwhile, a large crowd of Jews found out that Jesus was there and came not only because of him, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. So the chief priests made plans to kill Lazarus as well. For on account of him, many of the Jews were going over to Jesus and believing in him.
Okay, so I am just going to talk really, really briefly this morning. But today is, of course, Mother's Day, Mothering Sunday. And in the Bible, it tells us it's really good to honour our mothers and our fathers. And we've heard a little bit about the history of Mother's Day. But in this church, we for many years actually have changed it slightly because, you know, Mother's Day can be quite a hard day for some people. So that's why we really emphasise honouring all women in the church, whether you're a mum or not. Because for some of us, I do just want to acknowledge, you know, some of us, our mums have passed away. Some of us are not mums and we would love to be mums. For some of us, maybe our kids have forgotten to send us a Mother's Day card or get in touch. For others, you know, maybe we don't have great relationships with our mums or with our kids. For all sorts of reasons, it can be quite painful. Or maybe you've had miscarriages. That's, you know, we've shared this before. Nathan and I have had two stillbirths and two miscarriages. So today is bittersweet for us. You know, we have children, but we also have children who are in heaven. So I don't know how it is for you, Mother's Day, but I do just want to acknowledge that it can be a little bit of a challenging day for some of us. You know, I play netball on a Wednesday evening, and one of the things I really like about playing netball is to play, you have to take all your jewellery off because, you know, you don't want to bash someone's eye out with a ring or something. So you take all your jewellery, including your wedding ring. And so we all arrive at 7 o'clock on a Wednesday night, and nobody really knows who each other is. I mean, we've got to know each other a little bit. But we're just women. We're not there as a wife or as a mom or as a daughter or as this or, you know, whatever. We're just there as women. And I really love it because it's very leveling. And we're just there to play netball. So the main point of this very short talk is just to highlight this point that Jesus honors women. He honors all women, Whether we're mums, whether we're not, whatever our circumstances, he honours us. And the reason is because you and I are precious to him. There's a beautiful verse in the Bible in Isaiah 43, verse 2, and it says this, and this is for all of us actually, whether we're women or not, because you are precious in my eyes and honoured, and I love you, I give men in return for you, people in exchange for your life, because you are precious in my eyes. That's what God says to you, because you are precious in my eyes and honoured. In many parts of the world today, very sadly, women are not honoured. We will have read in the news in Afghanistan the terrible things that are happening to women and children and schoolgirls there. We will have read about Iran. We have a beautiful couple. They're not here today. And in fact, Zara is going to talk sometime about the situation in Iran, but she wasn't able to today. But, you know, we will have read about the things that are happening in Iran to the women and the girls. There's talk of poison in schools and terrible things that are going on there. And actually, the culture in those countries would have been quite similar to the culture that Jesus was born into. Because in those days when Jesus was alive, women were objects. They were not treated as significant parts of society, just like the children. And yet, Jesus has these friendships, not only with men. We had the male disciples last week, didn't we? This week, we're focusing on particularly on Mary and Martha, who are sisters with their brother Lazarus. And he had a really, really strong friendship with these women. Not in an inappropriate way, but just as friends. And we read about this growing friendship as we read the Bible. They lived in a place called Bethany, which was just outside of Jerusalem. And he spends a lot of time eating with them, spending time with them. And it's really clear that Mary and Martha, these sisters, they really understand that Jesus is somebody special. They kind of get it. And just before this bit that we come to today in the video, Martha acknowledges how special Jesus is and actually realizes that he is the Messiah, the Son of God. And then we get this scene that we come to today, which is just a few days before Jesus is going to his own death. And there he is, there all the disciples have come, and Mary and Martha, these sisters, are hosting these guys and having a meal. We don't know if Mary and Martha are married, but we can assume not, because there's no reference to husbands or children. And these sisters, in response to Jesus's love for them, they want to honor him. And it says in this passage that we're told a dinner was given to honor Jesus. And Martha, if you know a bit about Mary and Martha, Martha, true to character in that she's bustling around, getting all the food ready and all that kind of stuff. And Mary, also true to character, honors Jesus in a very, very lavish way. You'll have seen she was the lady that was putting the bar of perfume on Jesus's feet. So there she is, honoring him and responding to his love by loving him back. And this was huge, this perfume. It would have cost almost a year's wages. It was very, very expensive perfume. And there were so many things she could have done with this money. She could have spent it on herself. She could have got, you know, new stuff for the kitchen, new stuff for her life. She could have spent it on the poor, which is the comment that Judas makes in this passage when he very cynically suggests this, although he himself was taking money from the pot himself. But no, she wants to spend this money on Jesus. She wants to lavish her worship, her love, and her honor on him. Mary understands who Jesus is, you see. She sees how important he is. She realizes he's priceless. He's more important than anyone or anything else. And because of this, she wants to put him first, to respond to his love in this beautiful, beautiful way. As I said, a few days later, Jesus will be crucified on the cross. He will show the depth of his love for them and for us by dying on the cross and rising again. And this happens so that we can be made right with God, that we can have a relationship with him. You see, Jesus' love for us, for all of us, whether we're male or female, is extravagant, extraordinary, costly. All he does is ask us to love him back, just like Mary. You see, being a mum is a wonderful thing, and some of us can really celebrate that today, and children are a gift. But here's the thing, the most important thing is actually our relationship with Jesus. That's the most important thing. He is the only certain thing in this very uncertain world. He's the only clear thing in a world, the only true thing in a world where there is so much confusion. We can't rely actually on each other. We talked about this last week. But we can rely on Jesus. He loves us. He loves you. He loves me. In ways that we just can't begin to imagine. In ways that are far more extravagant actually than expensive jars of perfume. In ways that we cannot see fully. So the question for us is, that's how much he loves you and me. What's our response? What's our response to him?